Letters to Physicians and Ministers, an appeal for greater consecration. As I see so many claiming to be medical missionaries, the representation of what Christ was on this earth flashes before me. As I think how far short the workers today fall when compared with the divine example, my heart is bowed down with a sorrow that words cannot express. Will men and women ever do a work that bears the features and character of the great medical missionary? Is there not woe enough in this sin-stricken, sin-cursed earth to lead us to consecrate ourselves to the work of proclaiming the message that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life? John 3, verse 16. This earth has been trodden by the Son of God. He came to bring men light and life, to set them free from the bondage of sin. He is coming again in power and great glory to receive to Himself those who during this life have followed in His footsteps. Oh, how I long to see those who claim to be medical missionaries honoring the great exemplar, whose life declares what is comprehended in the claim to be a medical missionary. I would that they were learning the Savior's meekness and lowliness. My heart aches to think that Christ is so greatly disappointed in His followers. They bear a name that their daily life does not give them the right to bear. We must be sanctified, soul and body, through the truth. Then we shall honor the name medical missionary. Oh, this name means so much. It calls for a representation altogether different from the representation given by many who bear it. Soon these will understand how far they have departed from the principles of heaven, and how greatly they have grieved the heart of Christ. My brother, I have the tenderest feelings for you, and I should be so pleased to know that you are occupying a position in some part of the work of God, weighted with a sense of the importance of the truth for this time. It would be a great joy to me to see you established and settled upon the foundation principles of present truth. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, my brother, I want you and your wife to make ready for His appearing. I want you to wash your robes of character and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. I greatly desire that you shall be sanctified, body, soul, and spirit, through the truth. I lift before you a crucified and risen Savior, whom we are to receive as our regenerator. I say to you, look and live. It is our privilege to enjoy the abiding presence of Christ in our hearts. He says, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him." John 14, verse 23. This is the identification that we must have with Christ in this world, if we are identified as His saints in the mansions that He has gone to prepare for those that love Him. We must know Christ here if we ever see the King in His beauty. We are to show to the world the power that comes to those who live the life of Christ. My brother, Christ loves you. He has shown you how much He loves you. I cannot find words to tell you how greatly you have disappointed Him in the past. You have allowed the enemy to sway you, first in one way and then in another, and the tempter has exulted as you have given way to his temptations. You must have an entirely different experience before Christ can say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. When you are thoroughly converted, you will be kept by the power of God from exhibiting the weak points in your character. May God bless you and your wife, giving you both clear discernment. May He teach you what it means to be a follower of Christ. May He put His Spirit upon you, that you may be enabled to reveal Christ to a world dead in trespasses and sins. This is my prayer for you. My soul longs for your salvation. I pray that you may be enabled to overcome as Christ overcame, and sit down with Him on His throne.